The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, and welcome to the National Intel Report. Chris Hinckley sitting in for John Stadmiller today. It is an eventful day, is it not? Thought about going through Steve Voss's song there, We Must Take America Back, verse by verse. You know, it's not such a secret anymore, is it? I mean, if you were watching Tiananmen Square on the Potomac today, like I was, then you're just as horrified as I was. What happened today is, I think, beyond words, you know, really indescribable. And I think that sort of goes without saying. We've been awash in hyperbole in America for so long now. And, you know, since Oxford English Dictionary declared post-truth the word of the year back in 2016, awash in that, and really, you know, for decades, we've been awash in all of this for so long now. What do words even mean? And the linguists and the sociologists know this. This is one of the ways that you subvert society. It's the methods of waging war, you know, one of the methods of waging war in low-intensity conflict fashion, but in a way that's undetectable to most people, or undetected, certainly. They don't call it war because there aren't bombs dropping and guns. You know, people aren't being shot in the streets. There aren't tanks rolling through the streets. So it's not war. What a crazy day, you know, beyond words. Curiously, The Hunger Games is trending on social media. Imagine that. I wonder why. There are a lot of explainers. For those who don't know, you can just type in Hunger Games New World Order in your favorite search engine. And while that hasn't been completely scrubbed, erased from memory, you can still find a few entries on that. So maybe I will begin, since you know, we played some of the proceedings today early on the Road Warrior radio broadcast this morning. Maybe I'll just give you my take real quick, because that might be the best summary, I guess, lead in. And, you know, some people might say, well, you're just mad because you lost. Well, for anybody that would try to describe me that way, it's inaccurate. I didn't have a dog in this fight, so to speak. I'm not a Trump apologist. And as I was saying this morning, you know, for all those folks who said, just wait. Are you still waiting? Because I think it's going to be a long wait. You know, there are some metaphors. Speaking of the long wait, cold day and those kinds of things come to mind. You know, as far as that's concerned, There were the pardons, the most recent pardons. I included that in today's Road Warrior Radio archive. What was it, 73? And one of the, yeah, we'll take calls whenever. Phone lines are open. What's the 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number, 800-313-9443. But what's the local number again? That one just doesn't stick in my brain as well. If you can, and just about everybody with every service can these days, if you have free long distance, call 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. Phone lines are open. Yeah, we got to talk. You're just mad because your person didn't win. No, I'm upset because, you know, I'm upset because this is the not so slow road. Is it me or does it feel like we careened over the cliff finally today into a full blown Stalin-esque regime? Let me just read. Well, so, you know, one of the observations before I get too far afield, one of the things that I found most curious is, you know, speaking of the forced disappearance or the Orwellian unpersoning of people, which we've seen, you know, the attempt to basically disappear and banish from existence and history, anybody who disagrees with the radical left or new left, I think maybe we should start really dialing in terms if it's not entirely too late, if our goose isn't entirely cooked already. Most people don't understand these things, but they need to. I think Tucker Carlson is really starting to finally get religion and picking up where his friend Andrew Breitbart left off. Thank you, Tucker, as Breitbart said back in 2012 at the CPAC. There is, I think, more of an attempt to really start to address the Weather Underground contingent, these radical Marxist new left folks, the issue of repressive tolerance, which is really what it is. You know, we want to silence anything that we don't agree with, anything that's not, you know, multiculturalist, cultural assimilation, cultural hegemony, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, one of the things I found most curious was there was a link to an article. Which article was that? I think, was it the MSNBC article that I saw? Trump pardoned Steve Bannon, Elliot Rohde. Is it this one? This was an article published yesterday, and it includes a link. Yeah, Trump issued 73 pardons. If you click on that link, whitehouse.gov, error 404, page not found, bam. So the Trump White House has already been scrubbed with no forwarding address. And if you're interested, for those who don't know, the each previous administration's website is archived at archives.gov. So you can go to trumpwhitehouse.archives.gov and see the website there, and all of the links still work and everything. So that link should be updated on the CNBC website. But, you know, technology people know that you can – that's a simple – a simple thing that you can do to just forward all of those links from the previous administration site to the new subdomain where that lives at archives.gov, trumpwhitehouse.archives.gov. Hopefully that makes sense to people. It's really not complicated. If you're a technology person, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you know it's simple. So basically it's a redirect. It's a simple redirect. You can do big swaths of those very easily. And So it's just curious that Donald Trump has been unpersoned, you know, the forced disappearance of President Trump, basically, in Orwellian unpersoning fashion. I've talked recently on Road Warrior Radio about this whole issue of forced disappearance and how it really does harken back to Stalinist Russia. The vanishing commissar, for those who don't know, the commissar vanishes is the title of David King's book, but where's the article? The photo book that captured how the Soviet regime made the truth disappear. That's the New Yorker article by Masha Gessen. And so, you know, you start looking into this and, you know, you hear the story of Trotsky. So the book is called The Commissar Vanishes. The title is incongruously literal. So there are the photos of Trotsky. The short version is there are photos of Trotsky, lots of them. And then suddenly he's gone from all of these photos. Nikolai Yezhov is another. He's the poster child for this. He's the guy, I believe, if memory serves, was walking along the canal with Stalin. And then all of a sudden there's a picture of Stalin in the canal, but no Yezhov. So that was a thing. And you know, this is back in the October Revolution days. And so the point is these radical revolutionaries now, this Weather Underground contingent, doesn't realize apparently that they will have their great purge day. You know, the so-called justice, so-called Democrats, for example, the so-called squad, you know, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, Ilhan Omar's, Jamal Bowman, all of these people who are basically performance artists themselves. The Justice Democrats still brag about the fact that they, you know, before there was AOC, there was a cattle call, basically, that her brother responded to. And I mean, that's still a video that they published on YouTube that they feature on their website. It used to be front page above the fold. Now it's down below on the homepage. Anyway, I thought that was very strange that the new administration just disappeared the previous administration. I guess there's some bad blood. Donald Trump wasn't at the inauguration today, obviously, but Mike Pence was. And it's, you know, if you're going to take the high road, then maybe you don't do it what others do. And that didn't happen, obviously. So I just thought it was very curious, the unpersoning of the Trump administration, the forced disappearance. You know, no forwarding address. The complete list of Donald Trump's pardons and so forth was issued in a statement. You know, you can find that again over at trumpwhitehouse.archives.gov. You just click on whatever it is, the link to briefings and statements. So that was interesting. You know, the pardoning of Charles Kushner, that was not yesterday, but, you know, recently. Steve Bannon, obviously, you know, rappers, Kodak Black, Bill Capri, and Lil Wayne, Wayne Michael Carter Jr., but not Julian Assange, and you know, not, what's his name? John Kiriakou. Not folks like that, which is interesting. You know, and some people say it's political posturing to prevent the Senate from completing the impeachment, and that Donald Trump would effectively be politically unpersoned entirely. Anyway, it's just a weird situation all the way around. So we'll come back to that in a minute. First, your thoughts. To the phones we go. Chris in Las Vegas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's unusual hearing you this afternoon, but I am completely underwhelmed by the pomp and circumstance and the lack of attendance at the so-called Corona Nation, the faux Corona Nation, yeah, where the dictator and thief was posed up there. Theft of the election is hardly vouches for an inauguration, so it could have been a non-inauguration or inauguration, if you like that. I liked your reference a while ago, talking about the Stalinesque making his enemies and opposition parties disappear to silence dissent in the empire of lies. And I think they call that the cancer culture or cancer cultura.
Yeah. Repressive tolerance, the new left, or Bear Marquise, the cultural Marxist Frankfurt School, all those guys. And again, to that point, that this is something that Brzezinski wrote about in Between Two Ages back in 1970, and America's Role in the Technotronic Era. That book, people need to go back and read. It's happening right now. It's a confluence of forces. You know, Brzezinski himself said that Samuel P. Huntington, who was the author of Clash of Civilizations, obviously helped edit the book. And so it's a sort of distillation or a curation of subject matter, and it's every bit as relevant today as it was when it was published in 1970.
Well, Brzezinski's out there on the stage today in his other iteration. Mika is up there. She's got a public face on Fake News Network, posing as a literati. Your observations are absolutely on point, and we know that Zbigniew Brzezinski was there with, TurboTax Tim, the Snake Geithner's father, at the Universal Internationalist Schools, where Obama was sent to train Barry Sotero, or whatever his real name may or may not be, likely the son of Frank Marshall Davis, an avowed communist that hated America with a deep passion. And it looks like we're seeing a continuation of that mindset taking over, and we're now run by a government of gang stars, masked as they're just criminals that have stolen the election, and it's kind of like Mao, all power comes from the point of a gun. They did it without guns. All they did was information.
No. Not exactly. And I would say, you know, my point, especially about today's inauguration, I really believe 25,000 troops in Washington, D.C. is a smart power show of force to any potential opposition. To me, honestly, it looked like Tiananmen Square on the Potomac. It really did. I thought, are we in South Korea or something? What is going on here?
The striking symbology of the bare naked White House lawn with the reflecting pool, or the Vesica Pisces pool, if you will, and of course the huge, monstrous, obelisk penis up there saying "F you to all of America."
Let's keep it family friendly language.
Well, I did, but penis is a medical term.
No, that's not family friendly.
Well, I didn't think there was anything friendly about the show of force there, and the 25,000 troops and 30,000 police there were the only people in D.C., I think, besides Antifa and BLM.
Yep. We're headed into a break. Chris. Folks, thank you, Chris. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll go back to the phones when we come back. More on Inauguration Day malfeasance when we come back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I hear. What Yamiche just said is what I hear from all the Trump supporters that I talk to who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters. They go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah, if you look at the issue.
That is our job, Mika Brzezinski says, whose father wrote Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. There was that chapter about the Technotronic Revolution. Let's see. Chapter 3, Global Ghettos, the Political Vacuum. Ah, yes, the Political Vacuum. What do you suppose happens when this situation occurs, the Political Vacuum? The resulting vacuum is filled by an indigenous pseudo-intelligentsia. Anyway, that's an interesting section. And before I forget, I posted something. There's something on the Republic Broadcasting Network Facebook page about Inauguration Day, someone commented, "Convention of States now." No, no, sir. That's exactly where they want you. So don't fall into that trap either. Back to the phones. David in Ohio, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't called lately, and so I was one of those people that waited.
Okay.
And the reason that I waited is, well, I wanted to make sure I didn't jump to conclusions. And, well, the buzzer sound, the confetti hit the ground. And so I've kind of formulated that I think the Trump presidency was a giant psyops. Mm-hmm. And it was just to keep people in a holding pattern. You know, it was a lot of hopium. Mm-hmm. You know, trust the plan. He's in control. And even more than that, he is a divinely inspired figure from God. Mm-hmm. We've heard it all, right?
Right.
And here's the thing. You know, the Trump presidency is almost like it never happened because he'll disappear.
Yeah.
You know, what have we heard? Oh, he put his life on the line. He's put his family's life on the line. Well, if they didn't get him then, they're not going to get him now because he probably trusts his own detail more than the Secret Service because he can vet his own detail, his own security apparatus. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
One of the things I want to do, I want to make a couple quick key points for those who still think that Trump's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat. You know, and I'm not saying that he was responsible for this, but the first cue drop was Hillary's arrest was imminent, and that was back mm-hmm. in October of 2017. Okay, mm-hmm. Did that happen? Nope. Here's the way I look at it, Chris. A righteous, holy man would be shouting the truth from the rooftops. He would be yeah. sounding the alarm over yeah. this COVID hoax. And what did
yeah,
he do? Did
exactly.
he do that? No, he went with
no.
it. He rolled with it. He mm-hmm. It's like this. Let's say you're a bank robber, Chris, and I'm in this car, and you put a gun to my head and you say, drive. Okay, I'm not culpable legally because I'm doing something under duress. But what if
yeah.
you're the same bank robber and you say, why don't you get in the car, and if you drive me down this place, I'll buy you a dinner. Well, that's what I think Trump did. He went with it when he should have had the gravitas to say, wait a minute, this is not true. And
right.
instead of it, he created this national emergency on March 13th of last year. And that's where all the lockdowns on the state level, even though most of them were Democratic, that's where yep. all this rolled, the mask wearing, plus his rollout of the Operation Warp Speed.
And the indemnification,
okay,
speaking of March.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. The PREP Act and so on. Yep.
You know, and one
Absolutely.
Final thing, you know, they said, well, he got his Twitter account suspended. Now he can't communicate to the people. Well, guess what? The people can't communicate with him either anymore.
Exactly. Yep.
So he doesn't have to face the music of all those people. I think that he was part of the con. Think about this. I read this today. Somebody said they learned nothing by going. If you went to see him on the 6th, he said nothing that he already hadn't said.
Exactly.
What was the point of people going, mm-hmm. you know, the legitimate, patriotic Trump supporters, what was the point of going if he didn't say anything new?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a point that I've made repeatedly as well. David, if you want to hang around, feel free.
Okay.
We're headed into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Want to nominate a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Obama Democrat, join us.
We cannot get reelected.
I guess, you know, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer talked about, you know, the strong upsurge of power brings along with it the commensurate rise in stupidity. And so he said, under the overwhelming impact of rising power, humans are deprived of their inner independence and more or less consciously give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. And so I'm sort of joking, but not, you know, are we all going to have to become Obama Democrats now? It seems a number of folks are. Senator James Clyburn and his daughter Mennion, for example. Clyburn, wasn't he, you know, there were the early reports that he was culpable in the Capitol, whatever the heck you call it. I call it false flag LARPing, or false flag counter gang LARPing is kind of how I would describe it. But there were early reports that Senator Clyburn was, Congressman Clyburn was feeding intelligence to the LARPing counter gang contingent ahead of the LARPing. So it's just been interesting to hear what he has had to say. And, you know, there's the, I mean, it's just this incestuous sort of, you know, clamoring for power, like rats fleeing a sinking ship or something. You know, when you hear that Clyburn, for example, was instrumental in the resurgence of the Obama campaign, or I mean the Biden campaign, the Biden-Obama campaign. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying. I'll stop stepping on my tongue. David, I appreciate what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. And it's, you know, in my opinion, it's not, I'm not trying to vilify anybody or call anybody out or do anything like that. It should be a moment of soul searching. And we should, I think, be more aware of the forces that are trying to divide us and pit us against one another. And I said this morning, it's so difficult, even for those of us who see it and know it for what it is, it's difficult not to get sucked into the vacuum of identity politics and that kind of divisive rhetoric and sort of self-target. It's you know, even when you know it's difficult.
Well, one last thing, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Trump was a Trojan horse because, you know, Minneapolis burned to the ground. He did nothing. Portland, they had riots, I mean, almost throughout the whole year. And do you think that if the Patriots would take over a city, that Biden wouldn't have any hesitation to bring in federal troops?
Yeah.
Did Trump do that? Did he bring in the National Guard? I don't know if he could, but if he...
Yeah, there were some troops brought in a few cities, but not all. And that's, you know, there are so many dynamics. I've mentioned how Catherine Austin Fitz has talked about in her little walk on the water with the planet lockdown folks, a walk with Catherine Austin Fitz. Let's see if that's still on YouTube, because they took down the full interview. Anyway, it looks like that's still there. So in that walk with Catherine Austin Fitz that was published December 22nd, you can find it on YouTube under the Truth Matters channel. 13.5-minute interview. She talks about how, I think that was the one. No, that wasn't the one. It was the full interview. I'm sorry. That's a different thing. That's the Gideon story that she tells. In the full interview with the Planet Lockdown documentary team, she talked about how her team at Solari did some research on where the riots occurred last summer, and it seemed like it was a land grab, and it was related to Federal Reserve locations in many cases. So that's interesting. The fact that, you know, Deutsche Bank predominantly owns Donald Trump, so to speak, is an interesting story. And there's this back and forth about exactly what his involvement with the mafia and so on has been. But, you know, back to the Atlantic City days, Michael Collins Piper, you know, I mentioned a while back, there's that piece, Who Owns, what's the title? Who Towers Behind Trump? That's what it was. So that was from, that's an excerpt from Michael Collins Piper's book, The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America. And so that's an interesting little story for those who don't know. But that story's been, you know, tumbled over and over like, you know, the Hawaiian surf or something over the years. Anyway, you wonder. The point is, you know, there's the issue of plausible deniability. There is the struggle, you know, hanging things over people's heads. Who knows, you know, how involved he is, what kind of plausible deniability and compartmentalization he's plagued by. And so I would say, you know, in either case, you know, you said Trojan horse. I would say Trojan horse or Judas goat. And like I usually say, on the Road Warrior radio broadcast, the most effective Judas goats are the ones who don't know they are. The most convincing Manchurian candidates are those who don't know they are. You know, Lee Harvey, I'm a patsy. He realizes after the fact. So, you know, I think it's a valid point that you make. And again, I think the American people need to wake up and realize that we have a lot more in common, those of us at the street level, than the folks in the ivory towers. And if we can't find a way to break out from the siloing and compartmentalization that we all suffer from, then we're in trouble. And there are just myriad examples in history that we can read about. Maybe that's what we should do for the next few months when Joe Biden issues his permanent national lockdown and mask mandate and so forth. Maybe we should just start reading, you know, Christopher Browning and Solzhenitsyn and these kinds of people.
Yep.
I think it would be, and, you know, Brzezinski for that matter, Between Two Ages, I think it would be eye-opening. I think we would all kind of go, oh, that's what's going on here. Anyway, thanks for your call, David.
Well, Chris,
much appreciated.
Thank you for taking my call.
And for your thoughts. I think that if I had to guess, I think that there are a number of people who probably feel similar to what David expressed. So back to the phones. Chuck in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your time,
man.
Yesterday, John played a clip from Tucker Carlson's show about the National Guard and their oath of loyalty to the Biden administration, if you will, the change of power. In that clip, Tucker played also a piece from Representative Stephen Cohen from Tennessee. Stephen Cohen was kind of saying that 90% of the National Guardsmen are white males and probably 75% of them voted for the Republicans.
That clip rattled around all over the place.
If you remember about 10 years ago or so, Jesse Ventura interviewed Stephen Cohen on his conspiracy theory show about FEMA camps. And at first in that interview, Stephen Cohen denied FEMA camps exist and there's no such thing. And then Jesse pressed him and said, well, why did you sponsor this bill? This HR, I think it was 4215 bill that actually established FEMA camps. And this, that, and the other. I want to tie that in with what's happening now. Biden seems very like he's going towards this new domestic terrorism stance as the new president and rounding up.
Absolutely. No Trump, question. I mean,
Trump
it's
supporters.
Not even a guess. He said during his remarks, his prepared remarks, white supremacy and domestic terrorism, he mentioned specifically. Yep.
And I'm seeing a 10-year, 15-year rollout here where Stephen Cohen, I don't know if he saw this coming, you know, a decade ago, but this bill, I think, ties in exactly what we see going on today and what happened last week on the 6th. And, you know, it's pretty alarming to see that kind of rhetoric and how it's kind of all coming together. The banning of social media, labeling people, you know, I serve in active duty, and I found it amazing that active duty men and women are being asked to take an oath, not to the Constitution, not to our founding documents, but to an ideology and a party.
Yeah.
And I think we're slipping into these Solzhenitsyn, Reichstag moment here where we're in a dangerous position as a nation. I really think that. I don't know if you caught yesterday's piece, but what are your thoughts on guys like Cohen and FEMA camps and now, you know, patriots and constitutionalists being labeled as domestic terrorists?
It's a plan. You know, you said 15 years. It's been a long time. Dana Ashley did a video a while back. Maybe I can remember the name of that, but she talked about, and there are a number of folks who've talked about how this whole white supremacy thing is sort of a counter gang strategy to vilify people that could, do something for these, you know, there's this reversal of reality in Orwellian fashion. The real people, I mean, we've played repeatedly on recent broadcasts Malcolm X's quote, you know, about media, the media manipulation. Maybe we'll play that here in a minute.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Because, yeah, you've played it numerous times on Road Warrior, and that's always striking
him saying,
audio to hear.
You know, him saying the vast majority of the American public is not racist, is not segregationist, et cetera, et cetera. That was him saying it back then. Martin Luther King wrote to his family when he went to Morehouse. He wrote back to his family how shocked he was that when they went north, there was no segregation. And there's you know, more to that. But I mean, it's this counter gang strategy to vilify folks that would fight for everyone. And so if you can get rid of those folks, then, you know, so what you do is you take this in simple terms, you know, and I'm not, you know, hopefully people don't misunderstand this, but in simple terms, you gather the minority collection of folks together, and then you pit them against this majority that, you know, if these people had a chance to talk to each other. And speaking of Malcolm X, you know, he was the one who said, don't be careful, you know, when you listen to the media, because if you're not careful, they'll have you thinking the bad guys are the good guys and good guys are bad guys. They'll have you hating your neighbor. And so,
absolutely,
you know, you gather up these minority folks, so to speak, and get them together in a mob and have them attack the people that would otherwise defend them. And then once you get rid of those people, the larger, you know, predominant majority, if you will, then you basically take the same strategy and apply it to those little gangs and have them, you know, fight each other to the death. Speaking of the Hunger Games trending right now. So,
One last thing, Chris. I thought about it. Mm-hmm. 2012 NDAA talks about rounding up domestic terrorists and imprisoning them until the whatever ends, whatever the, what's the best word to say? Whatever the conflict is, ends. So this conflict could go on for decades, just like the war on terror. So I find it interesting that we have the NDAA of 2012. We now have Stephen Cohen speaking yesterday on Tucker Carlson's show or whatever. We have FEMA
camps. The clip they played
of
him.
I forget which
interview. Yeah.
But the whole thing
is
coalescing. It's so coalescing into this perfect storm where patriots, constitutionalists, people who believe in what it really means to be free and patriotic, and what Stuart Rhodes was hinting at yesterday with John as well about the real militias and the real constitutional sheriffs, we're all now painted as crazy people in the eyes of the Brzezinski media, the alphabet soup. We've all been painted as this. We might as well be, you know, Göring and Hitler, and here's the Reichstag all over again. That's how we're being painted.
Absolutely. And so to your point, you know, Oath Keepers was directly called out in the media. I heard yesterday, you know, singled out, squarely singled out, you know, as potential domestic terrorists. This is the same stuff, you know, show notes for today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, I included a line, you know, Andrew Breitbart, where are you when we need you, with a link to his CPAC 2012 CPAC speech and his Heritage Foundation address back in 2011 on his book tour, Righteous Indignation. But
speaking of assassination, somehow he's not around anymore, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, less than 30 days after he stopped by the CPAC to give that speech, he was dead. And that was when he said, you know, Barack Obama, this time we're going to vet him. He talked about the dinner with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. He said, you know, Bill Ayers is a very charming, charismatic guy, but then so is Ted Bundy, so it doesn't mean much.
It's like John Judge said, these are just coincidence theories, how people like the D.C. Madam or Breitbart or, you know, Michael Hastings, they all find these untimely deaths when they're going to publish a book or give a videos come out, or, you know, Gary Webb, you know, Danny Castellero. It never stops. But who really ties all these dots? Who was the famous painter that used to tie all the dots together, and after he published some of his art in New York City, he was found dead.
Well, that was Casolaro. Just kidding. That's the octopus, for those who don't know, anyway.
Yeah. No, this guy, I think his last name was Lombardi, and he painted, after 9/11 happened, he started painting the dots together, how finance, intelligence, and all that kind of comes together. And he was also kind of suicided, if you will. It just, mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Just amazing, you know. Chris, thanks for your time. I hear the music, but I appreciate you, sir. God bless.
You bet. Thank you, Chuck. Much appreciated. Appreciate it. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back. Let's get it figured out right now, shall we? Final segment of the first hour of today's National Intel Report this Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Again, Chris Hinckley sitting in for John Stad Miller. Speaking of the dots that you mentioned, Chuck, real quick, just a couple of things. It was, the artist was Mark Lombardi. And Wayne Mattson has the Wayne Mattson Report, Trump, Kushner, Sater, Manafort Global Syndicate Roadmap that you can pick up. People that don't know about this stuff. Speaking of Mark Lombardi's artwork, and it's been referred to as relational artwork, but it's interesting. There are relational databases, and that's a different animal. There's a thing called the Open Graph, or excuse me, the Graph Database Architecture or Model, and that's when you see those dots, you know, the strings and stuff, like on the CSI, you know, the crime shows, you know, a little piece of information with strings connecting all that stuff. That's a graph database model. And speaking of folks, you know, Chuck mentioned Michael Hastings. Daphne Caruana Galizia was the woman who exposed the Panama Papers, and you know, it's kind of a continuation of Mark Lombardi's work with BCCI, for example, which obviously, you know, CIA's bank became the seventh largest financial institution in the world, I think, at one point. Anyway, when Daphne Caruana Galizia brought the Panama Papers forward, it was like 15,000 pages or something, or excuse me, 15 million pages of documentation. So what do you do with that? And some smart, enterprising folks ran it through the Neo4j graph database platform. And all of a sudden, holy cow, they figured out kind of who's who real quick. And as a result of that, Daphne Caruana Galizia was killed in a car bombing accident. So same kind of thing. Anyway, that's just a little bit of history, maybe a little bit of trivia. Speaking of connecting the dots and Mark Lombardi and the graph database model and so forth. We're about to head into another break, top of the hour coming up, and we'll go back to the phones again. And, we need to, I think we're doing well on time, but, you know, I appreciate everyone, your patience. I appreciate giving people an opportunity to talk a little bit. I also appreciate the fact that we're not abusing that. And obviously, David and Chuck have been respectful of the audience and others. So let's keep that going. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up right after this short break.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.